Steve, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Why in the world would someone want to buy a store where Meijer and Kroger are right down the street?
Gluttons for punishment, I guess. No, you know, we look at this as a very big opportunity for us, something that we've looked worked very hard for over the years to grow further and expand outward to another location. This just happens to be, we feel, the right opportunity for us. And we may be out in Portland, but we compete with those guys already. They're not right in town with us, but they're not too far away. You know, either direction you leave Portland, you got a Meijer, you got a Meijer, you got a Walmart, you got a Walmart, you got Kroger. You know, that's the reality of the game these days.
So what does Tom's Food Center in Portland and soon to be in Okemos do to compete with the big boys?
We try and be convenient. We try and be friendly. We try and make sure our pricing is right there as well. We're fortunate to have a great relationship with our wholesalers, Spartan Stores out of Grand Rapids, and they have a lot of programs that enable us to succeed. We run programs. We just opened a fuel center at the Portland location in November, and we do fuel rewards out there where people can save 10 cents a gallon on gas when they spend $50 with us. Different programs like that. We're always trying to do something new, bring value to our customers, and we're excited to do that in Okemos too.
Now, the Meijers and the Walmart can buy bigger shipments of goods and services, and they can sell them for cheaper than you. Is that true or false?
Depends. It depends on the situation. You know, we're not going to be cheaper on every item. We're not going to be the same price on every item, but we're not going to be beat on a lot of things either. We're going to be right there in the ballpark. We leverage our relationships with Spartan. We buy smart. We merchandise well, and that's how you do the end around that. You know, we like to think we're lean and we're mean, and, you know, we try and pass as much on to our customers as we can while also providing special different items, whether it be bakery or deli or produce items, or even just little what I call treasure hunts that we find from our different suppliers that, hey, we'll just have it for a little while, and, you know, it's here, and while it's here, stock up, and it won't be here in a couple weeks.
So. Well, obviously, Steve, it's great that a business is staying put in mid-Michigan. The employees that are currently at the L&L in Okemos, are most of those, are some of those going to remain with Tom's?
Most of those should remain, I would believe. You know, we're in the process of talking with everybody. We started that this weekend, but I would estimate that most of the folks here in Okemos, which frankly have been great so far, the ones that we've got to meet, they have had a fantastic attitude through all of this, and we're really looking forward to getting to know them better and working with them. But yeah, most of them should be around. I think, you know, most cases, if somebody was to leave, it probably would be their choice.
Well, Steve, you have a Bigby Coffee in your Tom's in Portland. Are there plans to do that for Okemos?
A little premature, but, you know, never say never.
And is the old store in Okemos, the old L&L, going to shut down at any time so you can do whatever needs to be done to get the Tom's up and running?
We're still evaluating that. We're not sure. We would like to stay open, even if it means, you know, day one, we're not necessarily where we want to be. But I think that's important from a convenience standpoint for those folks that did stick with that store through all of this turbulence. But we're just not 100% sure whether we can make that happen on a systems perspective yet. I've already had conversations about that this morning.
All right, Steve, before I let you go, what can the state of Michigan do to help small businesses like you succeed and prosper?
To a certain extent, it's a little cliche, but get out of our way and be as fast as we are, because one of the challenges that we have simply is liquor license right now. Obviously, the store has a liquor license, and we're right on top of that, but no matter how fast we operate and get them the information that we need, you know, we very well may not have our liquor license transferred by the time we take over. Some of that is the state. Some of that is just the speed on which this is going to happen, which is, frankly, a little abnormal. But, you know, it's a somewhat of an example. You know, business moves fast, small, large, or otherwise, and you know, we need to move fast on the state level and the local level as well.
Well, Steve, welcome to Okemos. Obviously, all appreciate you investing in this area, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the opportunity.